This is the reading for September 20th, Jeremiah chapter 21. This is the word that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. It came when Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent Pashur, son of Malchijah, and the priest Zephaniah, son of Messiah, to Jeremiah. They said, "Ask the Lord for us what will happen, because Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, is attacking us. Maybe the Lord will do miracles for us as he did in the past, so Nebuchadnezzar will stop attacking us and leave." But Jeremiah answered them, "Tell King Zedekiah this. Here is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. You have weapons of war in your hands to defend yourselves against the king of Babylon and the Babylonians who are all around the city wall. But I will make those weapons useless. Soon I will bring them into the center of the city. In my anger, my very great anger, I myself will fight against you with my great power and strength. I will kill everything living in Jerusalem, both people and animals. They will die from terrible diseases. Then, says the Lord, I'll hand over Zedekiah, king of Judah, his officers, and the people in Jerusalem, who do not die from the terrible diseases or battle or hunger, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. I will let those win who want to kill the people of Judah. So the people of Judah and Jerusalem will be killed in war. Nebuchadnezzar will not show any mercy or pity or feel sorry for them. Also, tell this to the people of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I will let you choose to live or die. Anyone who stays in Jerusalem will die in war or from hunger or from a terrible disease. But anyone who goes out of Jerusalem and surrenders to the Babylonians who are attacking you will live. Anyone who leaves the city will save his life as if it were a prize won in war. I have decided to make trouble for this city and not to help it, says the Lord. I will give it to the king of Babylon, and he will burn it with fire. Say to Judah's royal family, hear the word of the Lord. Family of David, this is what the Lord says. You must judge people fairly every morning. Save the person who has been robbed from the power of his attacker. If you don't, I will become very angry. My anger will be like a fire that no one can put out because you have done evil things. Jerusalem, I am against you, you who live on top of the mountain over this valley, says the Lord. You say no one can attack us or come into our strong city, but I will give you the punishment you deserve, says the Lord. I will start a fire in your forest that will burn up everything around you." Jeremiah chapter 22. This is what the Lord says. Go down to the palace of the king of Judah and prophesy this message there. Hear the word of the Lord, king of Judah, who rules from David's throne. You and your officers and your people who come through these gates, listen. This is what the Lord says. Do what is fair and right. Save the one who has been robbed from the power of his attacker. Don't mistreat or hurt the foreigners, orphans, or widows. Don't kill innocent people here. If you carefully obey these commands, kings who sit on David's throne will come through the gates of this palace with their officers and people riding in chariots and on horses. But if you don't obey these commands, says the Lord, I swear by my own name that this king's palace will become a ruin. This is what the Lord says about the palace where the king of Judah lives. You are tall like the forests of Gilead, like the mountaintops of Lebanon. But I will truly make you into a desert, into towns where no one lives. I will send men to destroy the palace, each with his weapons. They will cut up your strong, beautiful cedar beams and throw them into the fire. People from many nations will pass by the city and ask each other, "Why has the Lord done such a terrible thing to Jerusalem, this great city?" And the answer will be, "Because of the people of Judah quit following the agreement with the Lord their God. They worshipped and served other gods." Don't cry for the dead king or be sad about him, but cry painfully for the king who is being taken away, because he will never return or see his homeland again. This is what the Lord says about Jehoahaz, son of Josiah, who became king of Judah after his father died, and who has left this place. He will never return. He will die where he has been taken captive, and he will not see this land again. How terrible it will be for one who builds his palace by doing evil, who cheats people so he can build its upper rooms. He makes his own people work for nothing and does not pay them. He says, "I will build a great palace for myself with large upper rooms." So he builds it with large windows and uses cedar wood for the walls, which he paints red. Does having a lot of cedar in your house make you a great king? Your father was satisfied to have food and drink. He did what was right and fair, so everything went well for him. He helped those who were poor and needy, so everything went well for him. That is what it means to know God, says the Lord. But you only look for and think about what you can get dishonestly. You are even willing to kill innocent people to get it. You feel free to hurt people and to steal from them. So this is what the Lord says to Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah. The people of Judah will not cry when Jehoiakim dies, saying, O my brother or O my sister. They will not cry for him, saying, O master or O my king. They will bury him like a donkey, dragging his body away and throwing it outside the gates of Jerusalem. Judah, go up to Lebanon and cry out. Let your voice be heard in Bashan. Cry out from Abarim, because all your friends are destroyed. Judah, when you were successful, I warned you, but you said, I won't listen. You have acted like this since you were young. You have not obeyed me. Like a storm, my punishment will blow all your shepherds away and send your friends into captivity. Then you will really be ashamed and disgraced because of all the wicked things you did. King, you live in your palace, cozy in your rooms of cedar. But when your punishment comes, how you will groan like a woman giving birth to a baby. As surely as I live, says the Lord, Jehoiakim, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, even if you were a signet ring on my right hand, I would still pull you off. I will hand you over to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and to the Babylonians, those people you fear because they want to kill you. I will throw you and your mother into another country. Neither of you was born there, but both of you will die there. They will want to come back, but they will never be able to return. Jehoiakim is like a broken pot someone threw away. He is like something no one wants. Why will Jehoiakim and his children be thrown out and sent into a foreign land? Land, land, land of Judah, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Write this down in the record about Jehoiakim. He is a man without children, a man who will not be successful in his lifetime. And none of his descendants will be successful. None will sit on the throne of David or rule in Judah.
Chapter 6.
Children, obey your parents because you are Christians. This is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother that everything may go well for you, and you may have a long life on earth. This is an important commandment with a promise. Fathers, don't make your children bitter about life. Instead, bring them up in Christian discipline and instruction. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with proper respect. Be as sincere as you are when you obey Christ. Don't obey them only while you're being watched, as if you merely wanted to please people. But obey like slaves who belong to Christ, who have a deep desire to do what God wants them to do. Serve eagerly, as if you were serving your heavenly master and not merely serving human masters. You know that your heavenly master will reward all of us for whatever good we do, whether we're slaves or free people. Those who own slaves should also treat them with respect. Don't threaten a slave. You know that there is one master in heaven who has authority over both of you, and he doesn't play favorites. Finally, receive your power from the Lord and from his mighty strength. Put on all the armor that God supplies. In this way, you can take a stand against the devil's strategies. This is not a wrestling match against a human opponent. We are wrestling with rulers, authorities, the powers who govern this world of darkness, and spiritual forces that control evil in the heavenly world. For this reason, take up all the armor that God supplies. Then you will be able to take a stand during these evil days. Once you've overcome all obstacles, you'll be able to stand your ground. So then take your stand. Fasten truth around your waist like a belt. Put on God's approval as your breastplate. Put on your shoes so that you are ready to spread the good news that gives peace. In addition to all these, take the Christian faith as your shield. With it, you can put out all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Also, take salvation as your helmet, and the Word of God as the sword that the Spirit supplies. Pray in the Spirit in every situation. Use every kind of prayer and request there is. For the same reason, be alert. Use every kind of effort and make every kind of request for all of God's people. Also, pray that God will give me the right words to say. Then I will speak boldly when I reveal the mystery of the good news. Because I've already been doing this as Christ's representative, I am in prison. So pray that I speak about this good news as boldly as I have to. I'm sending Tychicus to you. He is our dear brother and a faithful deacon in the Lord's work. He will tell you everything that is happening to me so that you will know how I'm getting along. That's why I'm sending him to you, so that you may know how we're doing and that he may encourage you. May God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give our brothers and sisters peace and love along with faith. His favor is with everyone who has an undying love for our Lord Jesus Christ.